Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, What Documents Should an Agent Keep in a Property Sales File in New South Wales? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Thursday, the 17th of July, 2025.
What I want to talk about is file compliance. Now, you know, this past week, the Strata and Property Services Commissioner posted on LinkedIn that the compliance team at Fair Trading are out doing some random visits to agencies and looking at compliance issues, obviously. He noted that one of the issues that they're looking at is file compliance. And he also further noted on that one of the points of non-compliance was that sales files were just not up to date. Now, what does that mean, whether your sales file is up to date? It doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter whether your files are electronic or paper or a combination of the two. There are specific documents that need to be, or files that need to be in that sales file. So what should be in a sales file? Start with your agency agreement. You know, you've got to have with that your ID checklist on for your vendor or vendors where you've verified, so you can verify that you've been dealing with the correct owner of that property. You've got to have a comparative market analysis. And remember, it's not good enough just to take some, you know, comparable properties off whatever program you're using and put those in there. Each one needs to have some good reasons, so some dot points as to why they are a comparable. Not just a list of properties. A copy of your contract needs to be there, copies of your marketing, any amendments to your opinion of price with evidence that you've sent that through to your vendor, good reason as to why you've changed your opinion of price. Something more than market forces is what's needed. Copies of your weekly reports to your vendors, evidence of offers passed to your vendor in writing, evidence of any pest and building or strata reports that have been undertaken, correspondence with solicitors, auction details if relevant, pre-settlement inspection arrangements, we're getting to the end now, and the order on the agent, and finally your statement of account to your vendor. So, you know, make sure that your files are up to date and all of this information is contained in them. So whatever electronic means you're using for the sales process, be it, you know, your CRM, you know, whether you're using AgentBox or Vault or any one of the other programs that's available, WhatsApp group with your groups with your vendors or with the team that's working on it, combine all of this information into one place once you've completed the sale and the sales process is over so that you have an accurate record for each sale for every property. So just look at your files, look at them, you know, the licensee in charge should, you know, be doing some random checks on those to make sure that your file compliance is up to scratch and up to date.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.